This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The IRS scandal is beginning to reflect a cultural problem. The National Review says that while harassing a group that monitors Planned Parenthood, the IRS actually targeted families who had adopted children. The targeting was so deliberate, the IRS requested additional information of 90% of returns claiming adoption tax credit and actually audited 69% last year. A Nebraska nurse working with abortion practitioner Leroy Carhart is facing medical disciplinary charges over incorrect IV dosages of drugs and for apparently delegating complex nursing care to unlicensed staff members. Nebraska's attorney general says that clinic records show a significant pattern of substandard care endangering the public. In the most pro-abortion state in the union, Washington state pro-life advocates nevertheless want parental notification for abortion on minors. They hope last week's story of the rape of and abortion performed on a 12-year-old girl without her parents being informed is enough to garner support. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. E.W. Jackson, running for lieutenant governor in Virginia, is being ridiculed for saying something that many of our listeners know to be true. Jackson, a black man, says Planned Parenthood has been far more lethal to black lives than the KKK ever was. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.